to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We've all been connected from the dawn of the radio
and now, ladies and gentlemen,
to the golden age of television, from Silicon Valley to the internet and beyond. A shared photo, a viral video, a thought for the whole world to read in the span of 140 characters. Entertainment has evolved, the mediums have changed, but the one thing that's remained the same, the one constant, the one universal similarity is us. Me. You. Us here. The human connection. The feeling you get when you're surrounded by a sea of strangers, but somehow you feel like you know them all. It's that instant you realize you have something in common. That moment, that emotion, that split second when you say, man, that was awesome. Decades ago, the world saw the irresistible force meet the immovable object, and millions overcame the impossible as one. We saw a boyhood dream become reality, and together, we cried tears of joy. We saw the passing of the torch as one generation christened the next, and that generation created a once-in-a-lifetime event. All these things, these indelible moments, these benchmarks that shape our history, at their core, do one thing. They connect us. Tonight, these men, these women, these athletes, these larger-than-life superstars will take the biggest stage in live entertainment and once again, inspire us, move us, shape us. They will connect us. Tonight, the world will be watching. This is WrestleMania.
Oh my goodness, it continues. It continues. Sunday afternoon, April the 3rd, 2016. Welcome everybody. The marathon continues here on Rant EM Radio. Welcome to the Rant's WrestleMania 32 special. We are coming to you live across multiple platforms, including YouTube and places like that. What is going on out there? Hold on. Hold on one second, What? I'm on the air.
What?
I'm on the air. What? Guys, take it for one second. Do the introduction because, of course, I have to be interrupted right the second I go on the air. Hold on.
It's cool. What's going on, everybody? This is the rant prior to WrestleMania 32, or just WrestleMania, as they're calling it.
WrestleMania stuff.
We're here to whet your appetite.
There you go. Getting it started here, we got myself, Tony C, in the building. Of course, you heard the voice of Surfer and the man, the myth, the legend himself, Matt Squires.
What's up, guys?
So,
Matthew, hey, how are you?
Have you ever felt like your life is just quicksand and you're just never going to get out?
Roman Reigns?
Anyways, we're back. All right.
I feel like a Samoan.
I thought that was...
Exactly.
All right, we're back. Here we go. Let's do this properly. Welcome, everybody, to our WrestleMania pre-show. Oh, my God. Anyways, the marathon continues here on Rant EM Radio. Of course, we're live. This is show something. I think 13 over the course of the weekend. So I guess this puts us at around hour 22, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Home stretch.
We're in the home stretch. We're in the last about, I'd say about 3.5-4 hours of programming. That is the marathon. But yes, we're live. Double A being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
We've got Surfer.
Good afternoon.
We've got Matt Squires.
Howdy, howdy, boys and girls.
And we're live, like I said. Yes, we're live, pal. You know? I've only been talking about this damn thing for months, and they know I've been locked up in this studio, okay? I've been locked up in here since about 10:15 this morning. I really have not gone out too much. And here I am, I'm locked up, ready to, just waiting for Phil and them to go off the air. The music hits, not even the music is done, and that happens. Anyways.
So it's not just me that the world has been waiting until WrestleMania Sunday to knock on their door and just say, hey, it's not do even, this, and this?
Not even knock on the door, they're screaming from down the hall.
Jeez Louise.
Anyways, welcome, like I said, to our WrestleMania coverage. First and foremost, let's talk about what you just heard here on the network, and that was the final episode of the Mega Powers on Turnbook of Throwbacks. I guess we're using the word retirement, but no, it was Mega Powers' last show, as he goes off to do, I guess, something, more important, I guess, for lack of better terms. And it was also announced that Scott, Mr. Kid Human, is the new co-host on Turnbook of Throwbacks.
Does that mean it's Turnbook of Throwbacks 2000?
Maybe. I don't know. I guess you're going to have to find out what's going to happen this coming Friday when Turnbook of Throwbacks is live here on Rant EM Radio. Lots to talk about, folks. And, of course, we want... Here's what we're going to do. We are broadcasting live on YouTube, so if you're listening to us on YouTube, thank you for sticking through us. We have been live on YouTube all day, okay? We have been on the air on YouTube since 9:45 this morning, and, we're still live, but if you're watching us live on YouTube, go over to rantemradio.com right now. Be a part of the chat room because, of course, we will be chatting during WrestleMania. We'll have match results on the website at rantemradio.com and, of course, on Facebook and Twitter at rantemradio. I got to tell you.
I'm sorry, Double A. I stepped away. I had to.
No. Go ahead. I'm running through my spiel here. I got to tell you, this is that time of the year that, you get the jitters, the butterflies, and this and that, because I got to tell you. This is going to be the first WrestleMania I saw was 6. So this is going to be my 26th WrestleMania I've seen. And, I've seen all of them, but this is in the flow of wrestling, this is going to be my 26th that I've seen live.
6 was your first, huh?
6 was my first.
Mm. How old were you?
That was 1990, so I was... I was 7.
Nobody
was
really...
that the first the big main WWE thing that you'd ever seen?
Well, probably the first WWE thing that but it was not the first wrestling thing.
Nobody really saw those first two WrestleManias. I mean, the first one, pay-per-view. It was closed circuit. It wasn't even pay-per-view.
Right. You had to, if you're old enough, you remember that if you wanted to watch some of these pay-per-views, unless you bought the pay-per-view, you had to go to the video store and rent the tape when it came out.
Coliseum.
Yeah, so I did a lot of that for many years.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's what the summers were made for.
Yeah. So here we are. It's that springtime classic. Dallas, AT&T Stadium, 100,000 fans. There's an article floating around that that they sold up until mid-March, 84,000 tickets had been sold. I suspect. I already gave my number. It's 105,000 is the number we're going to hear tonight. And it's going to be a sight to see. That's what I'm excited for, because, I mean, you really cannot comprehend that.
Do you think when they put the number out, they include the number of the people working the show?
No. Please. Let's not be... How many people are going to be working the show? 500 people altogether?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not a big... That's nothing... That's
I'm
not
saying,
a,
you, do they include no, that in no, the number?
No, they don't.
Was it all just
it is? It is ticket sales. And I read a very interesting article, because there's a lot of...
Logic question.
Of course. We can't go out without logic.
See, I wasn't talking to you.
Anyways, listen.
Yeah, Jose, the parking attendant had attendance, huh?
Yeah. The guy manning, the guy taking the guy taking
Dennis
the
Wattley.
The guy taking the $20 at the gate of the parking lot is yep. included. Anyways,
concession workers,
all that stuff.
Janitorial services.
I'm just saying they could use it to embellish the numbers.
No, they don't. Because the number would be so small that for that you just make up a number. My point with this is that I read an article. I want to say about a week ago, where there's always been a thing where WWE has embellished the numbers. That's what everybody speculates, and I'm not here to say that that's not true, because I think sure numbers can be embellished, but there was an article that the big number that everybody thinks that was really embellished was WrestleMania 3, 93,173, and they think that somebody went in, basically, and analyzed it very carefully to see if it was possible that WWE could embellish that number. And based on their analysis, okay, they went back and they reviewed the record books for concerts, football games, the Pope when he was at the Pontiac Silverdome. They did a lot of analysis. They viewed the configuration of those events, the seating arrangements, and things like that. They did everything that they possibly could to see how WWE could come up with the number. Now, while they have no way of figuring out if the number is 100% accurate, they believe, based on their research, that WWE is probably not lying.
Well, Surfer just told y'all how they came up with the
number. No, but we're talking we're talking about fans.
I didn't say that's how they came up. No, I just asked, do you think that?
No, I don't.
People that work there imparted their number.
They
people
based
walking by.
Based on what
landscapers.
Based on what they were able to figure out, the
people thought about coming.
Based on what they were able to figure out, the people sitting in the building, the fans in the building, the number that WWE announced on television probably more than likely is the truth. And, tonight, I believe the record, I could be wrong, the record is 111,000 people, I believe, were there when the All-Star game was there. I could be wrong with that.
Yeah, you're right.
It was somewhere in that neighborhood. So it's going to be a little hard if WWE comes in and say, "Well, we have 120,000 people in here." It's not going to happen. It just won't. 105.
You should have got that one, double A.
I'm sure. 105,000. I think is like I said, 105,000, give or take 1,000 in each direction, is going to be the number.
And what was their goal? Was that their goal? Over 100,000.
Over 100 was their goal.
Anything under that would have been
That is going to be a disappointment, because the building mm-hmm. has held multiple events where there's been over 100,000 people. You know,
how many were? I'm watching X7 right now. What was X7's number?
67,000 and change.
67. So, oh yeah, that's right.
Okay, and I went in Miami. Okay, now Sun Life Stadium. big park. I think the record in Sun Life Stadium at the time was 75,000, and that was for I think it was for a concert. I was there that night, and I think the final number they announced was 78,000 and change. And I look around, and I said, yeah, I believe it.
At 28.
Okay. So I'm not suspect. And then last year, they really didn't make a big deal about the advertised number. They, at very early in the show, Michael Cole just said, you know, welcome to WrestleMania 32, King, 71,150 people, or whatever the number he said. Are here tonight. That's the official number. They didn't make a big deal about it. And every year they do make a big deal about the number, about the attendance. And that's why I figure the WrestleMania number is probably not an embellished number.
Now, with 100,000 people, now granted, I'm one of the rare. I've only been to one house show ever. That was my whole live wrestling experience. I'm mm-hmm. deprived when it comes to that. But when you're going mm-hmm. to 100,000 people, and you're at the top, you're pretty much just going for the atmosphere because you yes. ain't seeing nothing, right?
Yeah. Yes. You probably going nowadays, you can probably watch it on your app or something.
Right, you can take an iPad yeah. with you.
Yeah, you take but your iPad.
But no, I. You know what, hold on.
But it's going to be delayed, right?
No, hold on. Hold on. No.
You get the big jumbotron to watch everything.
Right. But wait a minute. I just remembered what they did at WrestleMania when it was here in Miami. And I don't know if they've done this every year since then. I can only assume so. But for, I believe it was $15, okay, you could buy a portable, like it was like a not a transistor radio, but it was like a little portable radio that was keyed into the WWE announcer feed. And you put the headphones on, and you could hear the announcers.
So like a live feed.
And I think it was only got $15, and you got to keep the headset and stuff.
Because even how bad it is, it's so... When I went, it was like, this is not even as... I mean, granted, it was a house show. Mm-hmm. But it was like, I missed that commentary. It feels odd watching it with no commentary.
And to go back to what you guys said about it doesn't matter about sitting all the way up in the cheap seats. For wrestling fans, there are certain things you have your bucket list. One of those is I went to WrestleMania. Check.
No matter how it weighs.
Exactly. And you know, I'm fortunate enough that I went to WrestleMania. Check. I've been to three of the big four pay-per-views that WWE has, you know.
I'm watching X7. 67 in the Reliant Dome, Reliant Stadium ain't that bad. But 100,000, yeah, Jerry World at the top, like Matt was talking about. Yeah.
Forget about it.
Well, but then again, they got that huge big screen.
Yeah, but...
So, I don't
know. Like you said,
We're gonna find out in about 10 minutes, you know, how the building is gonna look, because the kickoff on the WWE Network is gonna start. And for those of you that are wondering, on the USA Network, the matches are gonna air. So the first hour, I don't believe there's gonna be any matches, and then the hour that's gonna air on the USA Network will be the matches. And but you know, you don't have to be switching back and forth, because I do believe both shows, like the entire 2-hour kickoff, will air on the WWE Network. So there's no switching back and forth.
So go back to what we were talking real quick. Let's say they were paid for your tickets, mm-hmm. top row at that 100,000 seat stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go to that? Or do you stay and you watch it at home?
You go because you want the experience.
You saying if you had to pay for it, or somebody just...
No, if somebody saw, here's a ticket to go.
I'd go.
Up top.
I'd go.
Yeah, you'll go.
But you're at the top.
I'd go. I'd still go.
But you're free. It's free.
Yeah. I'd go, because it's the experience. Yeah, I mean, and look, we talked about going to Dallas last year, and it's just, you know, it became a little bit more complicated to get out there, and we I guess we came to the conclusion that it's just easier if we congregate in Orlando.
And now, are you going next year?
Right now, that's the plan. You know, and I don't know what's going to happen with the marathon next year. We'll cross that bridge when we get to
Raw.
No, Tony, you got to come to WrestleMania if we're all going.
Y'all gonna twist my arm?
We're gonna drag you out there. So
kicking and screaming,
Listen, Tony, if you come to WrestleMania, okay, I'll figure out a way to smuggle a can of pineapples into the building. For you. All right.
Or what are those subs he likes?
Or a sub you like from Miami Subs. I get you some food
there
from
you
Miami
go.
Subs.
Oh, man. You smoke.
I'll bring it up from Miami because I know you don't have any up there. Anyways.
Ooh, Miami Sub with some pineapple? Woo!
I guess I got to look into it now. Boss's orders.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't have to do a damn thing because you live in Orlando, so you don't have to worry about hotel and flying and... And all that stuff.
Just get the ticket.
You just have to get the ticket. That's it. That's one thing. We're going to have to figure all the technical aspects of that. Because if we're all going, we have to purchase the tickets together. Because it's going to be kind of silly that if Phil comes down and Phil's in section 308 and I'm in section 105 and Tony C's up in 406. You know, it's going to be like, what are we going to do? FaceTime the entire pay-per-view? Exactly.
Walkie-talkies.
I'm driving there. I'm definitely driving.
Oh, and who's this that we got on the air?
My name is Rex.
Oh, it's Rex. Look at this.
Whoa.
Rex.
I've been listening to the rant for about 6 years now.
Oh, Rex, I completely...
I have to admit, I'm an addict.
I know you're
can't
an addict.
Can't help it.
I know you
can't are. Stay away from the family.
I know you can't. Now, of course, we haven't heard from Rex in a while. Lots happened with Rex. Rex is... he's become a man because now he has a kid.
Yes, I have responsibilities now.
Yeah, so
I'm a dad.
Welcome to the real world.
So now he has to, yes. He has to deal with that. But well, you know, it's good to hear your voice, Rex.
Thank you, Double A.
You know, and so you're going to go to WrestleMania in Orlando next year.
Oh yeah, definitely. All of right. course, I love Orlando.
Yeah,
I'm actually
Louisiana, right, Rex?
What's up?
He's in
Louisiana, right?
Yeah, New Orleans. Yeah,
that's right down I-10 for you.
Yeah, it's straight on I-10 straight, pretty much. And then they have the turnpikes, but that's...
Yeah.
You know, once you get past that, everything's all good.
So now I have to convince my wife, instead of going to Puerto Vallarta, to go to Miami to go to WrestleMania next year.
Orlando. Yeah.
Tell you how to sell them, Matt, real quick. Disney.
Yeah, he just went to Disney.
I just left there.
He just went to Disney like 2 months ago.
Universal Studios.
It's Disneyland, right?
Oh, yeah, Disneyland is different from Disney. Disneyland
is two different things.
They're two different things.
If I have to go to Disney and WrestleMania, I might as well just get a third job. Start saving now.
Pack up and say, baby, I'm blowing the top.
Pack the family up in the Yellow Canary and just come down.
We're staying at Tony C's house.
Hey, if you need it. Hey, but we could talk off air, man.
Yeah, we'll figure all that stuff out, you know.
I got a hookup on stay now. Ask Phil.
Yeah, that I do know. That I do know. And my stupid ass that I go to Orlando so much, I never asked Tony C what his hookup is, but Phil does. Phil knows what's going on. I'll have to holler at you. I mean, I found a nice place. I'm gonna be in Orlando next week. So
you gotta where are you
back
staying?
Room at Tootsie's.
I'm gonna
huh?
be in I'm gonna be at the God, what the hell is the name of this place? It's a Hilton thing. It's like the Hilton Courtyard or something. It's down off what's that expressway with the toll?
What, the east west? It's on expressway to 408?
Something like that. It's down at the end there. And
it's here in Orlando,
it's
right?
There in Orlando. It's right at it's not too far from the airport.
Oh, the 528.
Somewhere around there, yeah. But anyways.
Listen. Anybody looking to come?
5-on-5 Divas match.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that in a second, Rex. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tony C. What are we gonna
I
say?
I was just gonna say
didn't
man,
mean it's not the shark.
Matt, if you guys come, I can get you a good place to stay, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. That's a lot of horse, and I'm gonna have to start now.
Little or nothing. That's anybody. I have to print out a whole lot of vouchers, but I do it for my rent family now. Yeah. Unless I don't like it.
I mean, that'd be like, double bonus, because like I said, I've never been to a big event, but to go to a big event and then go there with you guys,
Hold on, guys. Take it over for 1 second.
The cake.
Don't tell me about to say you don't like me.
Surfer, I'll make sure I get you at the biggest, best retirement home I can find.
Shady Acres.
And make sure they have all they can, all you can eat pudding, all right, man? I got you.
Why are you so cruel to me?
All the salt baths are 72 degrees.
So we need to have like a WrestleMania planning meeting for real so that we can get everybody together and see how much we can divvy this thing up and make it happen. Because I think it'll be fun, man.
Yeah, it will. All right, let's get to it. We got a lot of matches to cover. And,
how many?
11 matches. And
I'm watching X7. They had 11, but yeah, with no pre-show.
This is a five-hour show, okay? And what, X7? X7 was a four-hour show. Well, no, X7 doesn't include what happened on Sunday Night Heat. That made it a four-hour show.
Yeah.
But anyways, there are a lot of matches. What we're going to try to do is we're gonna run through the card, give our predictions. Of course, you can give your predictions in the chat room. We're not gonna take you up to match time because we want to allow everybody to go and get their foods and things like that. Now, here's the thing.
What's your snack, real quick?
Well, that's the thing. I was gonna say that. That's the annual thing here on the rant. This is our ninth year doing this, and every year we ask the question, "What are you eating?" So I guess we're gonna start with Rex. Rex, anything? Any fare that you got on there for today? Because it's gonna be a long night.
I'm going to crossface chicken wings.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to eat Dolph Ziggler's, which are pigs in a blanket with a special cheese added to that.
Okay.
A Havarti pepper jack blend. And I'm also going to, that's pretty much about, no, oh, Roddy, yeah, Roddy, Roddy peppers.
Roddy, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Tony.
No Kevin Von Erich chicken leg?
Anyways. Let's. What about you, Tony?
I'm doing my typical large Papa John's pizza.
If I remember correctly, excuse me. Last year, when we went off the air, you said I'm going to haul my ass to Wendy's and get me a triple.
Yeah, I did.
But
I'm taking it easy this year. I'm letting the food come to me. Man.
I got
to
tell you, I could go for some Popeyes. That's for damn sure. But anyways, but I don't have Popeyes.
Tribute to the New Day.
Surfer.
You're in the wrong state for Popeyes.
No, we got Popeyes here.
You got to come here.
We got Popeyes here. Anyways, Surfer.
I'm gonna be fix me some Yardbird. Drop a couple into the deep fryer.
Look at that. Oh my God, this is unreal.
Mr. AA, are you happy with your long distance?
That's
service?
Pretty much the same. That's pretty much the call. Anyways, and Matt, you are. You got a good hand in the kitchen because we know we've seen you. We've seen the things that you've cooked in the past. So I'm assuming that today you're not gonna skimp on the meal.
Quite the opposite.
Oh boy.
I'm going straight up old school, just some grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh Lord.
Cut in half, square, triangle. And I got a bag of Sweetios. Those cinnamon sugar Cheetos.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. So
and then I've got sour cherry Slurpee.
Oh man!
Anyways,
Y'all got sour cherry out there?
The sour cherry Slurpee.
It's a sour Airhead Slurpee, but I split that with half a cherry.
Oh my god!
Gotcha.
Anyways, I've been cooking.
What galaxy do they have Airhead Slurpees?
Probably at 7-Eleven.
The West Coast.
Yeah,
they're here too. I had one the other day.
The Airhead. Boy, that thing'll make your butthole pucker up. Those things are tart.
And Pat, your favorite person is on my screen at WWF New York, Jimmy Snooker.
I've been cooking a lot this weekend, but today I made a big breakfast to start the day, and now I have just, you know, when Turnbuckle Throwbacks was on the air, I went downstairs, quickly prepared some pasta, and I said, "Dad, the hell with this. I ain't going to make garlic bread." I was going to, but I said, "The hell with it." And so there's some pasta downstairs waiting for me. I haven't eaten yet, but it's waiting for me.
What kind of sauce? White or red?
Red.
Homemade sauce, meat sauce?
Meat sauce, a homemade meat sauce. And there's still some leftover food from breakfast. You know, there's some sausages and
sausages.
Potatoes and biscuits and crap like that. But anyways, there we go. There's the kickoff panel. Renee Young, Booker T, Lita. So,
bit her hand and
I thought that place would be a little bit more filled by now.
I know, right? They opened the doors a little late, didn't they?
Especially if there's going to be some matches soon.
Good Lord. I don't get that. But anyways, all right, let's get to it.
You're not allowed to bring in Money in the Bank briefcases.
The most hated place of all football.
Well, today it's
the most... jealous of the stadium. It
today it's the center of the wrestling world. So, anyways, let me just update the website here. By the way, match results, as I've been stating throughout the thing, are available on Facebook and Twitter. And with that, we say hello to the new co-host of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We say hello to Scott.
Good evening. How you going, Scott?
Before you go to Scott.
Go ahead.
I'm watching this and Eddie Guerrero's coming down the aisle, and somebody got a sign that said, "Guerrero mows my lawn."
Oh my god!
Could you bring that into the stadium tonight? You think?
Probably not.
Like Samoa mow my lawn. That's
what we call a distasteful remark. You know.
Well, that was too insulting. What a distasteful remark.
Anyways,
I decided not to do what I texted you last night, Tony.
Okay, I mean, it would have been beautiful if you did. I would have got it. I would have laughed.
Anyways, here we go. It's time to talk WrestleMania. Look at this. We got Tom Phillips and the newest member of the WWE announcer family, Kathy Kelly.
My homegirl, Kathy Kelly.
They're in the.
She came from podcasting way back in the day.
She's the newest member of the WWE. She made her debut. They're in the social media lounge. Anyways, we've got there's gonna be a lot of things that we're probably gonna see here over the course of the next 2 hours. But the most important part of the next 2 hours are gonna be the matches we're gonna see, and those matches we're gonna see on the kickoff. Well, include the following: Team Total Divas against Team Bad and Blonde. The team of Team Total Divas, comprised of Natalya Paige, Alicia Fox, Brie Bella, and Eva Marie, will face Team Bad and Blonde, which is comprised of Lana, Tamina, Naomi, Emma, and Summer Rae. As always, we go around the room, get the predictions from everybody. We'll start with Tony C on this one.
We're going with Team Bad Blonde or whatever.
Bad and Blonde?
Yeah.
Okay. Any particular reason?
No.
No. I can see you're looking forward to this
bad
match.
And blonde?
You're really looking forward to the match.
Really looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
Take out the trash during that one, Double.
Oh God.
Hold on, Double. You're not gonna do me like that. So what are you gonna do during this match? You gonna sit down and analyze it?
I am the owner of this network. I have to. Okay, it's my job. It's my responsibility.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
You just need to watch the finish.
That's what you pay squires for.
You know what it is? I'm sitting here. I've put in the time all weekend, okay? I've been glued to this damn chair since 10:05 this morning. I woke up at 7:15 this morning to make sure the replays were airing because I overslept. And, you know, I did what I got to do. I went out early in the morning, made a couple of rounds, came back, made breakfast, and I've been in my post since 10:15 this morning. I'm here. I'm dedicated. So I have to watch the match. Okay.
Is there an imprint of your body in your chair right now, Double A?
Wait a minute.
I've logged. You know what? In this particular chair that I'm sitting in, Matt. Okay, and we're going to talk about this match. Okay, I'll get to it in a second. But in this particular chair that I'm sitting in, I've probably have hosted 250 episodes of The Rant, and I've hosted, you know, I don't know how many pay per views and things like that. So this chair and me go back. A long
it's
way.
Worn in.
It's worn in. I broke a chair on the air one time, you know. So I think after that, I went out and I bought a good chair, and this chair, it's been through hell. It's
that's the one you fell asleep in that time on the rant.
I gotta tell you, yes, this chair has been through hell. It's been through wars. It's shedding. You know, the leather is starting to come up, and you know it's. You know,
that's good wear and tear.
I've logged a lot of miles.
They don't know that you are a warrior.
I've logged a lot of miles on this chair, a lot of miles. Anyways, back to this great man, Surfer.
You sir made the comment that you are dedicated.
Yes, I did. Okay. I'm dedicated. I'm dedicated to the whole night.
This is going to be the Eva Marie breakout performance of the night.
Oh God,
man, please.
She's still on the show.
Is she going to get the hives? Because that's the only place she's breaking out.
This is what Vince and the WWE been waiting for. Position her to be the top diva in the company, and it starts tonight.
Okay, we're getting reports in the chat room that the WWE is down. The WWE network is down. On my end, it is not.
It's not down on mine.
But then again, I've been running the network for hours. And hours.
I just fired mine up about a half hour ago, and it's running fine.
Yeah, mine's smooth. I think it's going to be spotty.
Restart your games. Restart your system.
Restart your system. Pick your bat. You know, my recommendation is pick the place that you know you're going to have the most solid feed. And you know, for me, it's my Roku. And my backup is always the iPad. But
exactly. Look at Joe. I have Roku and. It's all right here.
Yeah. Anyways,
JoJo.
Go ahead, Surfer. Your Team Bad and Blonde versus Team Total Divas.
I think Total Divas because they're going to push Eva Marie. I joke when I say it, but be surprised.
All right. Matt Squires.
Brie Bella isn't Total Divas, correct?
Yes, she is.
That will get the pin, and then she will renounce her retirement either tonight or tomorrow.
She will announce or renounce.
Announce.
I don't know if she's going to.
I think her and her sister, and she's going to go sail off into the sunset.
Because she has to feud with Lana. No.
It doesn't matter.
She doesn't have to.
It ends tonight. She pins Lana. She pins Lana, and she retires.
Why does Kevin Owens always got to be a heel? Even when he don't need to be.
That's his thing.
He's great at it.
He's what you want him to be.
That's his thing.
He just treated JoJo so bad. Poor JoJo.
Scott.
Like Tony C, you think
Team Divas,
you think the UK are all heels? You think every British person is a heel?
But JoJo's not British.
Neither's Kevin Owens.
Neither's Kevin Owens. Yeah.
Never mind.
William Regal was not from Saskatchewan.
No. He was from Calgary, Alberta, Woods. But anyway,
look I at have JoJo. You on tape saying all British people don't deserve wrestling.
Anyways, go ahead, Scott. Yeah. What were you saying?
I mean, this. Wait,
wait, wait, wait. I said Scott.
Close.
Scott. Go ahead, okay. Scott.
Team Divas, bits, but I could care less.
All right. Now, Rex.
Yeah, it's going to be Total Divas because they're going to go along with the whole thing of the storyline of the show at the end of them building up WrestleMania while they're all in a dispute and then have them win the match and all holding hands up together. And this is a perfect opportunity for that.
All right.
Double A, why Renee Young don't got a bra on again tonight? Damn it.
Because it's WrestleMania.
Just letting it all hang out.
He's just letting it all hang out.
She's a free natural woman.
Oh, this is Lita up here with all these damn tattoos looking like.
Yeah, what'd you think? What'd you think? Randy Orton let his hair grow or something?
Exactly. From the side, it looked like it.
Anyways. Jesus. Moving on.
You got a white coat on with no bra.
She's probably got a low cut top, Tony.
Yeah, oh, she panning. Let me see. Let me see. They gonna pan.
They won't pan. They won't get any close ups or anything.
Pan down.
But you know what I find?
Oh, yeah, she's got something black on underneath there.
Yeah, and by the way, just directly next to them, you know, in the next little like over the wall, is the Sports Center setup. That's where the coach is, and all that stuff. And they've been broadcasting live all day from there.
Her chest look younger than JoJo's. I'm just saying.
And on the other side, they have to make a witch kids for those ones that want to be perverts.
Matt, you get where I'm coming from. JoJo supposed to be the young one, but Renee Young look like she on the itty bitty committee. I'm just saying.
Who do you think's got a bigger set? Her, Dean.
Dean. And that's terrible. Come on, Renee. You got to do better than this. Invest in your chest. Hashtag.
You saying she's the Kelly Ripa of the network?
Did anybody see how they were touching each other last night? Last night.
I don't even see that.
Tony C said last time he saw a chest like that, he put ice in it.
There you go.
For real.
There you go.
Yeah, I saw Becky Lynch last night. I saw her this morning. Over. It's on the page.
Next match in this kickoff.
Sorry,
double A. No problem. Next match on the kickoff. Usos versus the Dudleys in a match that they're rekindling from the summertime. Or no, not from the summertime. They're just getting this match underway. I don't know what the hell. This is a kickoff match. And there are. Oh, by the way, there was an article that WWE held a talent meeting before the Takeover special on Friday, and basically told the talent that if you're on the kickoff show, not to feel bad that you're not part of WrestleMania because they perceive the entire show as WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
So. Easy for them to say.
Hey.
They should have had Paul Heyman deliver that message.
That's like calling an ugly baby special.
I gotta tell you. But you know what? Hold on. While that might be the case, I think being at WrestleMania is being at WrestleMania.
Well, you know, it could be worse. You know you know who you could be? Titus O'Neil.
Titus O'Neil, who I believe walked the runway yesterday at some fashion show in Tampa.
A fashion show?
I think if I saw it correctly. You know, so that's what he's doing this
week. And his partner wasn't there either.
He's there.
He's in the bar.
Yeah, he was. Padawan Jin got his autograph.
Yep.
Oh,
what's Darren Young.
Oh, Darren Young was there?
Yeah. All right, we'll start.
What kind of model show that was, Titus? Was that?
I have no idea.
The Great Ape Escape?
I don't know.
Is it the BET Runway?
Let's continue on with these predictions. I want to get through this so we can get off the air.
Tall and Dark Monthly.
Surfer. The Usos versus the Dudleys.
I'm going with the Sos.
You're going with the Sos. All right. What about you, Scott?
I'm going with the Dudleys because I hate the Usos.
All right. Matt Squires.
Usos by DQ, Dudleys use table.
Tony C.
I'm going with The Rock's cousins.
Okay. All these make sense, by the way. And Rex.
Usos win because Dudley's getting into an argument and Dudley split.
I don't think that's happening. They'd have to be a face for that to happen. And they're not
faces.
They
really don't give a damn about them.
I don't see that happening.
But they still want to do that, though.
Next match, and probably this is going to be your main event of the kickoff. United States Championship will be on the line when Kalisto defends his title against Ryback. Kalisto was on SportsCenter earlier this morning with The Big Show and basically said that I'm excited for tonight and this is the biggest match of my career. And, you know, well, you know, whatever happens, happens, essentially. But he plans on coming out victorious. So with that, we start with Scott.
Kalisto.
You're going with Kalisto.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Matt?
Kalisto, but then Ryback with a massive beatdown after he loses. Maybe causing him to put the title up in abeyance.
Oh, God. Another abeyance. Anyways.
It's been, what, 3 weeks? We need one.
Yeah, I guess so. What about you, Rex? Oh, there's the shucky ducky quack quack of the night.
No, I feel like it should be Kalisto, but I have like an inkling that it's going to be one of those Vince squashes that he loves so much with the big guy, little guy. Okay. But I hope it's the other way around, honestly.
Tony C.
I'm going with the future challenger for the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Robert.
I was about to. I thought you were going to say Kalisto.
Oh. Hell no. Rey Kalisto is going to find himself looking at the side of a trailer here real soon.
Oh, my God. Speaking of that, we're going to celebrate the NWO this summer. Reminder, that's coming
NWO
up.
NWO Tuesdays.
NWO on Tuesday nights. Server.
Yeah, I'm going with the Kalisto. I mean, his woman came all out yesterday in her mask.
Sexy star, yeah.
For nothing. What'd you say?
Sexy star.
Yep.
Yeah,
is she a wrestler, too?
She is a wrestler.
Yeah.
That's his woman in real life?
That's his woman.
Is she wrestling with a mask also?
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does.
She wrestles men.
I wonder if they freak the mask.
Not like this cute as hell.
Yeah. And like, she posed.
Do you think they keep those on around the house?
You know, like,
that's
on,
what I'm saying.
It's possible.
She's over there cooking Teresa with a mask on.
She posed for the
ESPN body cover.
The ESPN body cover, but for the one that aired for the Spanish version.
The ESPN Deportes. Yep. Yeah.
Deported.
I'm sorry, what's her name again?
Sexy Star.
That's if Trump wins. That's what it's going to become.
Yeah, look her up.
It'll become ESPN Deported.
Look at that. Surfer's perving out already. Anyways.
Dude,
Mike
geez.
Bailey?
I never heard of Speedball?
Mike Bailey?
What? Rex?
Speedball Mike Bailey. You said who got deported.
What? Rex? Rex, are you okay?
I'm answering a question.
We didn't ask anything.
If Donald Trump gets elected, the magazine is going to be called ESPN Deported.
Deported. That's what he said. We didn't say anything about Mike Speedball, whatever it was you said.
Notes.
Yeah.
Surfer, I linked it in the chat room.
Okay.
All right. Throw that in on Tuesday. I apologize. I'm sorry. I was trying to get my crossface chicken wings together.
Anyways. Let's get on to the main card here. And, hold on. By the way, we're going to see The Rock tonight in some capacity, so you know.
Oh, I know. Do the right thing, Rock.
AJ Styles will go one-on-one against Chris Jericho in their fourth match that they've had on quote-unquote pay-per-view or whatever it is. So,
second match on pay-per-view, fourth match in their feud.
One Raw, one SmackDown, two pay-per-views.
Yeah, so it's the fourth one. It's the fifth match. So, but anyways, Chris Jericho, AJ Styles. We'll start with we'll start with Rex.
That sounded enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Let's start with this guy. AJ, obviously.
Okay.
And to the people in the chat, no, I'm not stoned. This is what happens when you have a baby. You stay up for 3 days straight.
You had a baby?
Yes, he did. You missed that. Yeah. We announced that at the start of the show, yeah.
Like him personally?
Well, no, him
like
personally did not have the baby.
Yes, it's twins.
Yeah, it is weird, man.
Yeah, but anyways, well,
congratulations, Rex.
Tony C.
What match is this one? I'm
AJ
sorry,
and Jericho.
Okay. I'm going to start this with my heart says AJ, but my WWE mind says Jericho. You're not going to come in from TNA and just win no feud. I'm sorry.
I think. I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Okay.
I had to. I don't know. Surfer.
I'm going with the AJ League.
All right. What about you, Matt?
AJ Styles. It probably will be the most technically sound match of the whole card.
Of the whole night,
yeah. Of course.
But yeah, you got to go AJ. You can't give it to Jericho.
Scott.
I'm going to go with AJ Styles because he didn't just come from TNA, he came from New Japan.
And there's some baggage that comes with that.
Yeah, but he's
good, good baggage,
I mean,
by the way.
It's like we said earlier, if Jericho jobs to Fandango, for all of all people, he can job to AJ. Especially when he's going to go on tour next week.
All right. I am going with, this is my first pick of the night. I'm going to go with AJ. I don't think, Jericho just needs to go home at this point.
And do some crunches,
work on his stomach, exactly.
He's no Fat Hardy, don't get me wrong, but he on
no, just
way.
Somebody let the air out of the tire, that's all.
Yeah.
He's got a little Jero roll going.
And it's not that he got pudgy or anything, just somebody, he got deflated. It's like one of those Mylar balloons after 2 days. It's still got enough to hold it up, but it's certainly not a full balloon anymore.
It's like a foot and a half off the ground, just levitating.
Yeah, something like that.
Exactly.
I wonder if they're going to keep the roof up, or open, I mean. Because they have it open right now. But anyways.
That's where Triple H is going to come from.
Oh, God.
You know he's going to have an interest. Triple H is coming from the heaven.
Is he going to come in on the Bonanza wagon?
I wonder what his entrance is going to be. I mean, that's going to be interesting. That
he
definitely
coming in from the roof.
So, do you know about the New Day? Their entrance?
No, I don't know anything about their entrance.
Apparently they will fly out on unicorns.
Well, that's something we've been talking about, though, for a while.
Yeah.
I mean,
but apparently they've been rehearsing it yesterday. My friend who worked in an indie show yesterday said that...
New gay?
New gay.
The new gay.
The new gay.
New gay last night?
They were called the new gay last night, yeah.
That was very distasteful.
Right.
So based on what you've heard, they're coming out on unicorns.
I want to know where they found the unicorns.
Exactly. I mean, is there a breeding farm somewhere in the outskirts of Texas?
For breeding mythical animals,
well,
or what?
We're not aware of the Texas.
Look, they have the. They have the pools where they breed the fish, you know, like where they can, so you don't have to get fish from the ocean and stuff.
They get the unicorns where next to where you get the My Little Ponies.
I got it. Triple H's going to make his entrance. He's going to fly in on that thing from the never-ending story. Damn it. There it is.
Falcor?
Yep. Oh, Triple H's going to come in.
He's gonna come in. He's gonna come in on. No, he's gonna come in on a dragon.
Maybe Pete the Dragon.
A real dragon.
A real dragon.
Pete's Dragon?
Pete's Dragon.
Yep. He comes with Pete Dragon.
He's going to be walked in a ring by Dernys Targaryen.
Oh, my God. Anyways.
Real quick. I know you want to move, but we're all missing the obvious. You know Triple H is going to rise up from the Texas
Star.
The Dallas, Texas Star. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. They have not given us a clear shot of the set yet, so I don't even know what the configuration is of it.
Tony, is Roman coming in on a piece of plywood?
From Home Depot that raised him.
Ray sold him a piece of plywood and a slip of slide.
All right, let's move because people are hauling ass out of here. So I want to finish up this card before everybody disappears. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. 20 superstars will face to see who will be named the winner of the third annual Battle Royal. Right now on the announced lineup, Heath Slater, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, Bo Dallas, Big Show, Kane, Tyler Breeze, Mark Henry, Jack Swagger, Fandango, Damian Sandow, Darren Young, Connor Victor, Goldust, R-Truth, and four other superstars to be announced later. They talked about it on the throwbacks earlier today. The majority consensus of the room is so this is where Cesaro will make his return, and not only make his return, but also win the Battle Royal. Let's go around the room and see what everybody thinks. We'll start with Scott.
If Cesaro does come back, I'll pick him. But if he doesn't, Damian Sandow.
Oh, okay, Matt.
From when I posted it the other day, I think it's Cesaro.
All right, Rex.
I feel like if it's not Cesaro, then it'll be Mark Henry.
Tony C.
Going with Cesaro.
And Surfer.
I'm leaning towards Mark Henry, too.
Yeah, I would under... I if it's not Cesaro, I think it might be Mark Henry. Because I can't picture anybody else winning it. I mean, who's going to win it? Tyler Breeze?
We already know that it really doesn't matter if you win or not. You get called the winner for
three or 4 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Still, like, for Mark to win that in his hometown, I mean, at least his home state, you know.
I'm saying he's almost out the door. He can put his name on the trophy and then, you know.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, they can give Victor that big push.
Victor?
Yeah, Victor could win. Might get the big push.
Now, none of the Wyatts are in it?
No. Well, no. You've got Bray who's hurt. You've got Strowman who's, you know, Strowman, I don't know what the hell. He just, I don't know. You got Rowan who's, you know, whatever. And Harper is out with a knee injury. So.
Yeah, Rowan really is just like dead weight since they split up the first time.
Yeah, so. Handicap match. The League of Nations versus the New Day. We just talked about the New Day's entrance, so it'll be very interesting. That is probably one of the highlights I'm looking forward to tonight, to see their entrance, to hear Big E. Dallas!
Big E is going to be on unicorns.
Yeah, I think that's going to be floating on Twitter and on Facebook for the next 6 weeks. Whatever face they make, you know, and they were on point.
I'm an indie nerd.
Yeah.
And you know who they use for security, right?
Who do they use for security?
Indie wrestlers.
Oh, yeah, I know they use indie wrestlers, but what does that have to do with anything?
Well, Dave, I talked to a few today.
Yeah, sources like with the Michael PSA thing. You remember that?
Yeah, I don't.
Jimmy Wang Yang Hayes.
Yeah, I don't want to hear anything about sources and stuff like that. Today. I just, you know, because the thing is, I've learned the first WrestleMania show we ever did, the first one. So we're going back to 2008 now. The first one we did, somebody called in. They said, "I know what's going to happen at WrestleMania. We're good friends with John Cena, blah, 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 blah." Said all this garbage. Of course, none of it came true. But they were so confident. And, you know, I didn't buy into it, but they were so confident. And they were selling hard that we let them speak their garbage. But I really, today, I don't want to hear about sources and this. I just want, here's
wait,
the
are
guy.
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm not talking about you. I
found some stickers.
I don't even want to hear about that. Here's the thing. Today is the one day of the year that I just want things to happen without me knowing what's going to happen.
No spoilers.
I don't want to know what is happening in advance. I don't want to hear about news stories. Granted, all the shows today have been talking about the what ifs and this and what we've been hearing and all these things. I get it. That's our job. We're supposed to talk about these things. But God damn it, it is WrestleMania Sunday, and I just want to enjoy the damn event, because it's not even a pay-per-view anymore. We don't pay for this damn thing anymore. I just want to enjoy it as a spectator, as a fan, without knowing the possibility of what might happen. Let them surprise me or piss me off. Ask me at 11 o'clock my thoughts on the show, because I tell you, my thoughts are going to be genuine, and they're not going to be they're not going to be contaminated with the what if rumors that have been floating the internet over the last 6 months. So
okay, Double A, let me ask you this before we move on.
That was beautiful. That's how I feel.
But Double A, I heard CM Punk's coming back tonight.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Double A, if they piss you off,
I'm gonna fall through the ceiling with a knife in my head.
Hold on, Rex. Tony C's trying to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, Double A, if you point. My bad, Tony.
No, I was just asking Double A, if they piss you off, will you vent it on air?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Cool.
Absolutely. Okay. But then again, you guys got to understand. For me, I got to process sometimes. I gotta let things sink in.
We're
gonna be on the air at 11 o'clock or whenever this pay per view is scheduled to go off the air, because as we reported, there's supposed to be an overrun of 5 to 20 minutes. Whatever happens, I'm gonna have to allow to sink in, because I might give an initial reaction, but by Tuesday, I'll tell you what I really think about it. Because
you were pretty hot last year about what happened to Sting, weren't you, Double A?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, that happened last year.
So
Sting's his boy.
Yeah. So, anyways, let's get back to this. Tony C, League of Nations versus the New Day.
The New Day should win, but in WWE world, the League of Nations will win. Because somebody said this is the first time they all been healthy, so.
All right.
There you go.
We'll mix it up here. Matt.
I think New Day, if Rock does get involved in a match, I think this would be the safest spot for him to get involved in. Even it out 4-on-4. Huge pop with the New Day.
That would be kind of funny.
Oh, it would be. It'd be hilarious. I think it'd be perfect, too.
But he can't get physical because of his.
If he does get physical, this would be the spot to do it. You can hide yourself in a four-way.
He can. He could do a rock bottom. Nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah,
I'm just. That's what they were saying in his contracts with these movies. No. That's why he's not a wrestler. But I get what you're saying. He can do a rock bottom. Yeah.
Surfer.
I'm going with the Euro Nation because they've been dominated in this feud so far, so they're going to come out on top for tonight.
Ooh, Double A, what if the New Day does this? Because they over. Check this out. They need an extra man, right? Who just got cleared to wrestle.
This is our... No.
I'm just saying.
See him running out with one of those.
No. First of all, you'd run into a wall if that happened. Then you're going to sit there and say, "What if it happens?"
That's going to be such a buzzkill.
Because I'm living in WWE world.
No, that's going to be That's going to be no.
Okay.
No.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying in WWE land, it can't happen.
Scott.
I'm gonna go with New Day.
It's hard It's hard not to go with them.
Yeah. So,
no.
I mean, Barrett's gonna get hurt looking at the ring.
On the way to the ring.
Hold on.
The curtain's gonna fall on him, and you know.
Hold on,
he's gonna get a paper cut.
I believe we're getting a
putting his elbow pad on.
Yep.
We're getting a.
I'll wait for my turn.
We're getting a report, okay? I don't know if this is concrete, but we're getting a report that WWE released a standing room only option tonight, and there is currently a massive, massive traffic of people trying to file into the building that apparently has stalled.
You know why? Because they have a horrible entrance to that arena.
So I don't. I really don't know. I'm looking right now at a picture of somebody trying to get into the building, and if there is 30,000 people in front of him, that probably is an understatement.
On the low side.
On the low side.
It's probably going to take him an hour and a half to get in.
They have horrible structure for the arena.
Yeah. So, anyways, this is just a report. I can't confirm that, but you know, that's what it is. Anyways, we're also receiving word that Lita will make a very special announcement during the WrestleMania kickoff show. I'm assuming this has to do with the Diva Woman's speculation thing that's going on. I guess we'll find that out. Moving on. Anybody else? Oh, Rex, you didn't give your
no,
tips
I didn't.
On this.
Well, I think it could be League of Nations because there's no championship on, like, there's no championship at stake. Mm-hmm. Unless New Day has somebody come out with them. Because, you know, WrestleMania traditionally is the place for the faces to shine. Yeah. And I feel like this would be the one match where the heels could get over.
Next match on the docket is probably what is going to be... I don't know. This is going to be hard it's going to be hard to pick what's going to end up being the match of the night, but I have a feeling this probably is going to be the front runner. WWE Divas / Women's Championship match. The champion Charlotte defends her title against Sasha Banks and against Becky Lynch. We have to take you back in time to a year and a half ago to an NXT TakeOver special when it was a fatal four-way match. The only person missing out of this equation is Bayley. Sasha Banks defeated Charlotte at that time to become the NXT Women's Champion. Will Lightning strike twice tonight? I don't know, but we'll see. We'll start with Surfer on this one.
I'm going with the boss, with the sauce.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you why I agree with Surfer, but I'll tell you in a second. Tony C.
Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks. Scott.
I'm going to go with Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch.
But she's been right there.
Of course you were.
Dude, I mean, she's been right there the last 2 months. She should have won it at the Rumble, but wasn't for stupid Ric Flair.
I wouldn't be surprised if Becky won, but she won't keep the belt long.
No, either way, I see her and Sasha brawling it out over the next few months, them getting into the feud and swapping it back and forth.
I don't think it'd be a swap back and forth. I think she will lose it within a month or two.
Matt Squires.
Charlotte retains and loses it tomorrow.
Hmm. And Rex.
I feel like the person who should win is Becky, but and most. Oh, the. Nah. All right. Sasha.
I'm going with Sasha as well, as I said earlier, and I feel the reason why I'm going with Sasha is that sometimes WWE gives you telling signs on who's going to win. They've been biographing, following
exactly.
around. They've been doing the diary.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You see the signs I see.
What, Rex?
You guys are reading into the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're
following her around. They're following her around with the video diary and all
they
that.
They're doing
crap.
The 24.
She was
documentary on her.
They showed her crying outside the building. And look at this. Corey Graves is on the set for WrestleMania. Let me see if I can turn this up here.
What's up with that jacket?
He's eccentric.
I don't know if I'm behind or ahead of you guys because I'm seeing Booker T talking right now.
Did you see Corey Graves on
the
set?
Too, Surfer.
Yeah, I'm usually behind a few seconds. Sometimes it all depends. Sometimes I get hiccups on mine, and other people don't, and vice versa.
I don't understand why I'm behind on this Fire Stick. I mean,
yeah, you were behind a minute and a half the other day.
I see Corey Graves now. I should.
It's because you're using Wi-Fi instead of a direct connection.
I'm on Wi-Fi.
Even on my PC.
I'm on Wi-Fi.
Anyways.
You on your Tandy?
It looks like a weird wave of
Apple 2.
Next match. WWE Intercontinental Championship on the line. Ladder match. Kevin Owens defends against The Miz, Dolph Ziggler, Sami Zayn, Stardust, Zack Ryder, and Sin Cara. Let's start with Matt Squires on this one.
Owens.
You think Owens is going to retain?
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Scott?
I see one of three people winning this. Owens, Zayn, or Ziggler. But I'm going to say Owen retains and it goes into his feud with Zayn.
Yep.
Surfer.
I go with Owens.
You're going with Owens. Rex.
Zayn.
You're going with Sami Zayn. Tony C.
Owens. You're or Zack Ryder. Oh, my heart wants Zack Ryder.
I'm going with Sami Zayn.
Thank you.
And I think that regardless, they're going to go into the program of Owens and Zayn. But I think, I personally believe that after Zayn's, and you know, I'm going to give my thoughts about NXT TakeOver Dallas on Tuesday, because I don't necessarily have the same feelings everybody else is having. It's not that I'm saying that it's a bad show or anything, because it was a very good show. But I don't know if I'm expressing the same things that everybody else is expressing. But to go now and talk about Sammy's match against Nakamura on Friday night. The thing is that he was so over in the match. It's going to be hard not to acknowledge that. And I think it would be a great story to tell that here's a man who had his final match in NXT, had a got not only a hero's welcome, but had a send-off that, you know, that most people don't get. And it would just be magical for him to leave NXT and just go to WrestleMania, his first WrestleMania, in front of 100,000 people and win the Intercontinental title. I think that's such a story that they could tell that Kevin Owens can ruin. Like, I mean, you know, that he'll be coming and be that son of a bitch that's going to spoil his run. He's going to be the thorn in Zayn's side. And that'll take us into their matches that I assume, for me, this is AA booking now, I would book a 3 pay-per-view program with them with the final match inside of a cage.
SummerSlam?
At SummerSlam.
SummerSlam.
That would take us to SummerSlam, thereabouts. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how I feel about that. Next match. This is where we're getting into the main events. All right.
It's Mauro, Byron, and Jerry.
Oh, they're at ringside?
Yep.
Congratulations, yeah. Morrow making his WrestleMania debut.
But Byron's not calling Mania.
I don't think he's going to be calling. I don't know, though. And Byron with that hideous tuxedo.
What the heck?
Yeah.
All riveted out.
He looks like somebody.
Like he took Austin Aries' trunks and turned it into a jacket.
No, it looks like he took.
Did he borrow Jericho's?
He took one of those sparkle curtains and turned it into a jacket.
Tuxedo coat.
Let me see. Jerry Lawler. Let's see.
And I promise we will drink these eventually.
Oh, sorry, Kalisto.
Oh, wow. Ray so Kalisto. The first match. Are you kidding me? So we're going to have the first match of the night.
At 5:46.
At 5:46, while the building is still filling up. What kind of bullshit is this?
And it's
this
a title.
And it's a title match.
Is that a Power Ranger villain?
Look at this. It's going to be... It's going to be...
It could be.
Oh, my... Good night. Poor Kalisto.
Depending on what part of the park you're in, it could be a park.
Poor Kalisto.
Look at all those empty seats. That's
That's terrible.
That is horrible.
For your U.S. title match, too.
That is disgusting.
Look at the vacancies, man. That's not good.
It's a whole bunch of people in... Damn.
You know what, though? There's a lot of empty seats, but there's still probably about 40,000 in that building.
Oh, I get that, but 40,000 when there's supposed to be 100?
Look at that shot right there.
Look at the shot, exactly. The shot with the empty
seats. Tap out the JCPenney's.
Yep. Just wait till the promo commercial goes.
Oh, wow.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, Ryback's walking down now.
Absolutely abhorrent.
As someone who knows production, why would you even do that shot?
I don't understand entertaining
that. Why do you have the U.S. title match?
I don't... and by the way, we're getting breaking... Not breaking news, but we're getting... for the first time that I can recall, Twitter has promoted WrestleMania, so...
Ryback weighs more than Kalisto could bench.
That's a damn shame.
This is... Absolutely disgusting. I'm offended.
Not a good way to start at all.
I'm offended by it. It's not a good way to start. No, it isn't. I'm absolutely offended by this. I really am.
Even the nosebleeds haven't filled up yet.
It's because it's going to take them an hour to walk up there. Figure, it's like nine levels in that bitch.
I get, you know, Scott, that's fine and well, but how many people bought tickets to the...
They should
they should have opened those doors starting at like 2:30.
Yeah.
Wait, let's talk about this tail of the tape thing right here.
This is
damn Eden Styles.
That's Randy. That's Cody's wife, right?
Yeah. How you doing?
How you doing?
Cody's wife.
How you doing?
Listen to the echo. You hear the echo? You hear the echo because the building is...
Is it Rage 5-6?
Huh?
Is it Rage 5-6?
Something like that. But the echo in the building is because it's not full.
It's horrible.
And you know the diehard fans, you know they were going to be there early. They probably stayed overnight.
Sounds like she's in the Grand Canyon, AA.
Yeah.
Oh, come and see, they probably did it 5 times.
Yeah.
5 times?
Five times.
No, I'm saying they were in that stadium. They probably was at the stadium at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, something like that.
On Thursday.
Even the referee got a tan. How about that?
Whoa, he got a lot of tan.
he got sun.
He got 2 cans of spray tan.
You look like
Christmas.
Alex Riley. Is that Alex Riley?
No, that's Rod Zapata.
Oh, okay.
But this
I thought that was Darren Young.
Nah. It's... you know what? Let me... hold on. I'm going to do something here that I wasn't planning on doing.
Empty Mania. Totally disrespected. Right.
It is. It is. This is disgusting.
Mania high.
Imagine how those two feel.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest match of both of their lives.
Thus far, yeah.
Let me see if
WrestleMania moment in front of a TNA crowd. Mm. Oh. Damn shame.
So who gets elevated from this match?
Does it matter now? Does it matter?
Double A pissed.
I'm pissed.
Who cares? Nobody's going to see it.
Exactly.
You know, the worst thing about it is it's a fucking title match.
Title.
Yeah. Exactly.
Lee the other day
said...
Where Kalisto beat Ryback in the first round?
Oh, I don't remember. Lee the other day said it on the...
Ryback in the first round like it was nothing.
Lee said on the rant, I believe it was on the rant, about a week ago, that, you know, he doesn't like the way WWE uses the U.S. title. He finds it unbelievable that this match isn't like... That it just... He could care less anymore.
It's still a WCW title.
It's still a WCW, but the point is that... Damn. This is like the ultimate injustice.
Respect to the title.
You know?
8 months ago,
you
remember, the U.S. title was almost as important as the world title.
Exactly.
It was. Last year, they did this as the tag team titles.
That's because the person who was carrying it demanded it be important.
Scott, the tag team titles, the building was full at least.
Yeah. It was.
They should never have a title match on a pre-show.
You know what? It's not even that bothers me.
I agree with you.
It's this crowd thing that's disgusting.
God is right, but AA, you right as well.
They shouldn't even have... I mean, if you strut the Divas out right now, how would you feel about that, 26 Diva tag match?
It doesn't matter. You pay all that money, and you can't get in to see it.
I don't want to say this in a disparaging thing, but it's right. Not. It's unlikely. Double A, Hold on one second.
Sting won the U.S. title. It was a huge.
I get that, but it's unlikely that the people in that building bought tickets to see Ryback and Kalisto. But that's besides the point.
Nobody bought a damn ticket to see.
It's besides the point, though. It really is.
They're going to take a commercial break during this match.
And then on top of that, they'll hit us with a commercial.
They just did?
Oh, damn, it hasn't hit us yet. It hasn't hit us yet.
I didn't even know it.
No, they're going to have commercials.
They always do it. And then this match has got to wrap up in the next 8 minutes because they got to jump to the USA Network and start the show over again because they're not going to pick up the match in progress.
And do you know what they want? That's why they did this right now. Because now they could say you missed the title match because it was only on the WWE Network. It's a fucking sales ploy.
Scott, that still doesn't answer the question of filling up the building.
I agree with you. But they just... It's a sales ploy.
They did that to like, buying fan. I get what he's saying. Like, the ones that's
getting
it on pay-per-view.
Yep. Now, I didn't have the network, so I missed this match. Well, make sure you have the network now and you won't miss a thing.
So did 80% of the people in the building.
Yeah.
Poor Jen is probably stuck in traffic trying to get to a seat, and she missed a match.
Oh.
Exactly. Rorio said it best. The people and the people that are there are having to watch it on their phones outside the building.
Yep. Maybe somebody tapped somebody in line. Y'all know there's a match going on?
Exactly. There's a match going on. You talk about... Remember, I talked about that mass of humanity that's outside the building. Waiting to get in.
Yep.
You know what happens when you're at the front of the line and somebody yells something that would cause people to push forward? The line is opening up or the tickets are free or something like that, and then everybody pushes forward?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
That happened when they were like, a match is going
on.
Do you know what I just pictured? Remember, you guys ever see The Wall, Pink Floyd, The Wall, when they break down the doors for the concert and everybody's just going wild? That's what's going on outside.
So Jesus, in 1969, people were tearing down the fence to get into Woodstock. And at some point, the promoter said, the hell with it. The concert's for free.
Damn, Ryback and Ryberg or Ray Kalisto.
Anyways, let's get back to the other matches on this card. We'll tell you who the winner of the match is. I'm upset about this. That's disgusting. No holds barred street fight. Brock Lesnar against Dean Ambrose in what is probably going to be a hellacious, vicious match. They're going to go everywhere in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready. They're going to destroy something. They're going to. They could.
The Sportatorium.
They're going to go back to Waco.
Dude, this match is going to start in Texas, and it's going to end next year in Orlando.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Michael. They just hit Fort Lauderdale, Michael.
Michael, they just changed time zones.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
The time zone now, Michael.
Anyways. Tony C.
Stop at Waffle House. It must be hungry.
By the way, Sting had a great Waffle House line last night at the Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah.
Because he was talking about the Ultimate Warrior, and apparently Sting didn't know about the Waffle House until he met the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
And he goes, Waffle House? What's the Waffle House? And the Ultimate Warrior's response was, oh brother, scattered, smothered, and covered.
Yep. I was trying to look at that Roman Reigns. Somebody had a rain Roman sign. Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, that's a vicious suplex.
Yeah,
holy crap.
I wouldn't. That's...
He never hit it.
Oh!
So is Ryback a heel?
He's a pain in the ass. That's
Ryback's
all.
Ryback's heel.
He's a bully.
He's a bully. Anyways, Tony C, Brock versus Dean.
My heart says Brock, but of course my WWE Universe hat says Dean Ambrose.
What about you, Surfer?
I would think Dean Ambrose should go over for the compelling story of an underdog who had no chance of winning actually coming out on top.
But I'm going to tell you why. I'll give my answer in a second. Scott.
And Double A, I just say my pick. If Dean wins, he gets his superpowers, and then we can officially call him Super Ambrose. Super Ambrose gonna start coming.
Scott,
just saying.
Brock hasn't been pinned or submitted in 3 years. For Dean to pull this off would be one of the biggest upsets ever.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna give Dean Ambrose the push, you might as well have him upset the Beast Incarnate. So I'm gonna go with Dean Ambrose.
Matt,
I think Dean. And I think Brock can afford the loss due to the circumstances of the match. It's not a clear one-on-one wrestling match.
What about you, Rex?
Yeah, Brock could probably lose over something wonky.
What about you, Rex?
Yeah, I feel like Dean's going to chop down some shit with the chainsaw, and it's going to fall on Brock, and he's going to just chop that. And
there's also speculation of the Wyatts getting involved in this match.
Mm-hmm. Who knows at this point? I'm going with Brock. And I'm going with Brock because of what Scott said. I mean, Scott picked Dean Ambrose, but I'm picking Brock for the same reason. I feel Brock hasn't lost in 3 years. Real, I mean, okay, he
One,
lost to The Undertaker.
Two,
he
three.
Lost.
The match is over.
Hold on.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, we're... Oh, well, wow. Ryback took a face first into the turnbuckle.
Right,
one,
turnbuckle.
Two... Three, Kalisto retains the United States Championship.
Turnbuckle. Suddenly came off.
Kalisto was holding on to it, and Ryback pulled him off with it.
Yeah.
Kalisto got the feud with his partner soon enough.
Yeah. Anyways, back to Brock. Brock hasn't really lost, and especially since he lost the WWE title last year. He has not, in theory, lost... like a substantial match, and I mean, because he lost to The Undertaker, but you know, that's because he got kicked in the nuts and there was some other things, but outside that, Brock hasn't lost. He's won everything.
He's passed out in the match. That's the only one he's lost.
Yeah, so I'm going with Brock. Hell in a Cell, WWE Monday Night Raw on the line. Shane McMahon wins. He'll control Monday Night Raw, though if The Undertaker loses, his WrestleMania career is over. Like I said, this match will be inside the confines of Hell in a Cell. Let's start with Scott on this one.
This one's going to be hard to call because it depends on the order they go in. If this is the last match of the night, I would say Shane wins and then they go off the air. Like, what's Raw going to be like tomorrow? But the same point, if it's before the final match, Shane winning opens the door for Triple H to retain. And since he won't be in the authority and be in control. But I think Shane wins either way. But just the way it's going to go down is going to be up to the order they put it in. Of course, there's going to be, I believe there'll be some kind of interference. And Shane will go coast to coast.
Oh, absolutely. It's not a Shane McMahon match unless he goes coast to coast.
Well, a lot of people are like, was he too old to do it?
I don't think
that's the prop bed in Vegas.
Is it really?
Probably is.
I believe the WWE video feed has gone to black, and what they're doing is they are showing a live feed in the building as they switch over to the USA Network.
Yep. They're doing the USA opening.
They're doing the USA Network open now. Let me see here. Can we let me double check what's going on over.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they're switching over to the USA Network now. But it's still live on the WWE Network.
And the roof is closed.
I thought it was supposed to be live.
It is live.
Which?
It is live.
It's not live-ish.
I don't want to watch USA.
No, it's live.
Yeah, see, it says live.
They're live.
Right, there we go.
And WWE's
live-ish.
And WWE doesn't pull that bullshit that
poor Dean.
WWE doesn't pull that bullshit that TNA does. No. If WWE says they're live, they're live.
Live 4 hours ago.
Yeah. You know,
the best you're gonna have is a 10-second delay for editing purposes.
Anyways. I wanna know how this is gonna work with the commercials though. Because they got to take commercials on the USA Network. On what?
They could go commercial free on USA. Vince could just pay for it.
Yes. All right, let's go around the room and get our picks on the Hell in a Cell. Let's start with Rex. Rex, give me who you think is going to win the Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, I feel like. I feel like you know some things that I know. But, Shane.
You're going with Shane McMahon.
I'm more to hear what you think.
Surfer.
I think it's going to be Shane because I can't see why they would bring in Shane just to lose to somebody that you would normally think he would lose to anyway.
Okay. Scott.
I already gave mine.
Oh, you gave yours. Matt.
But I will say one thing.
Go ahead.
I just forgot what I was going to say about it. Oh, but we already know because they already put out ticket sales that have mentioning this. You know, Monday Night Raw versus WWE. So we know something's going to happen major. So why not this?
Yeah. So we'll see.
Double A.
We'll see what happens.
Double A, card subject to change.
Yeah, that's always the case.
Mm-hmm.
Matt.
I heard a very interesting version from Jimmy Corderas.
Okay.
And I really liked it. And because both stipulations, if one wins, it kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And Taker takes out Shane, last ride, Tombstone, another last ride. Vince comes out, that's enough. Another tombstone. Vince gets in. He tombstones Vince. Looks at both. Walks away. No contest. We resolve this on Raw. Because then you get out of both steps.
Why
would you end a match? Like
it won't end. It's not going to end the
show. Here we go. It's time for the Divas match.
In the show. Just the match itself with a no contest.
No.
After all that hype and all the build.
The championship has to end the show. The confetti falling down has to end the show.
Yeah, of course that's going to end the show. But
it's going to be confetti, but it's going to be a whole bunch of booze.
Why would you end that match in particular with something depressing?
It's not depressing. What happens? It draws on the storyline.
Did Alicia Fox just grab Natty's ass?
It's very possible.
Yes, she did.
If you have a no finish in a Hell in a Cell match, people will be disappointed as fuck.
You don't think people will be disappointed if Shane wins and Undertaker never wrestles at WrestleMania again?
My screen froze for some reason.
Shane can bring Undertaker back in. Just, we already talked about that.
Yeah, restart the network
server. Then that step's stupid. Then you're just nullifying that step.
Yeah, the step is stupid.
Exactly. So this is a way of getting out of it. Because you know Taker would have won.
The worst thing that can happen to these people is they go out with a whole smattering of booze.
Yeah.
They had to help.
That's what you want to happen.
They had to help Eva Marie up on the apron.
Yeah. She's a lazy bitch.
Oh, huh?
All
right.
Tony?
Wow. No, Tony's there. The exodus of the has begun.
But people, you know what? I think I might reevaluate my pick now on this match. Because if Team Bad and Blonde wins, could kill the Diva division.
Ah. Starting the women's division.
Starting the women's division.
I might as well watch it on USA Network.
Go ahead and watch it on the USA Network if you're having problems.
USA?
On the USA.
Why do all these divas have capes now?
Everybody, well, I told you, there was a cape feud in the movie theaters.
Cape fight
in the movie theater, so...
Why does Tamina look like Siren from Mortal Kombat?
You do. That's why I'm trying to stick my finger on who you look like.
Anyways,
that's who she looks like.
Jason,
she in shorts.
Referee Jason Ayers has a handful on this one because...
He'd like to have a handful sometimes.
I know, but there's 10 women in the ring. Only 3 know how to wrestle. And,
Natalia,
Emma,
Paige,
and Paige.
Yeah, you say Naomi don't know how to wrestle?
No, she knows how to wrestle. Naomi can be included there.
So 4 out of 10.
This is 4 out of 10.
40% of this match.
40%. Anyways, so yeah.
It's going to read the last one into the ring. Can't act.
I hope she gets fired. Anyways.
They had to put this match on before the arena got filled because they don't want even to get booed.
That's right.
To me, it looked like she could hurt somebody. They need to.
That's why they did it, AA. We found how they trick.
Tamina looks like a truck stop bodyguard. That's what she looks like.
It's not going to be happy to get JoJo one-on-one.
Anyways,
as
the match gets underway and we're starting to get visuals of the building, regardless of whether it's full or not, just the actual visuals so far are stunning, are breathtaking.
By the time they let everybody get in, we're gonna be midway through the pay per view.
I know, right? What a shock! We got a commercial for Total Divas.
How convenient!
How convenient! Anyways, moving on. Did anybody not give their pick for the Hell in a Cell?
I didn't.
Go ahead, Tony.
Shane's winning the match. It's just who interferes. And if the Mean Street Posse interferes.
Mean Street.
Yeah, they said that on Talk Brunch.
She's getting the shit boot out of her.
If Undertaker can't beat the Mean Street Posse, he doesn't need to be a wrestler.
They are booing her.
Already?
They are booing her. She's in the ring. Can we get audio? Hold on. We're going to try to get some audio.
I'm on a Sonic commercial.
Yeah, no, on the network, it's still running.
That's why I'm bringing it up on my tablet.
Let me see. Do we have... Oh, man, I closed my network feed, so I'm not going to bother with the audio, but they were booing her. Emma now in the ring with Eva Marie. And let's see what we can do here. She's pulling her up by her hair, and she gets her for the standard standing suplex in the ring, tags and Paige wants tagged in, and Eva Marie tags Natty in instead.
No, and she tags
and
Natty.
She slapped her basically.
Holy cow!
So you know this is. Thank God Natty's in the ring now, because now Natty versus Emma, there's some real wrestling will happen during the
Natty
match.
Natty versus Naomi.
If Eva and Paige, that may mess up my corneas in my eyes, just because of the color difference.
Anyways, there is hair flying everywhere in this match right now.
Like an episode of Jerry Springer.
Like an episode of Jerry Springer. Naomi, That is, wow, that was pretty impressive.
Rick James kid, Charlie Murphy kid.
That was pretty impressive. Her shoes were changing.
That was just to show off her freaking LA gears.
Yeah, her shoes were changing colors during all those kicks.
You know what, Scott?
Ooh.
40 years out, LA gear, shoes, yeah.
That was pretty good. That was pretty entertaining.
And now comes Paige. What,
those kicks. Look like Chun Li with that one foot. On Street Fighter.
Here comes Paige.
Old school on Naomi.
Old school with the oh god.
The heart attack, exactly.
Ooh. That was a knee to the face.
Shining Wizard now to Naomi. As the match continues on. The main event for the WWE Heavyweight Championship of the World. We're going to find out what happens. We're going to find out if Dallas will riot. We're going to see if Jerry Jones Stadium will catch fire. We're going to find out a lot in this main event. Roman Reigns against Triple H, the World Heavyweight Champion. Let's start with Tony C.
Double A, why are you going to come to me first?
Because.
That was definitely done on purpose.
You're the expert.
You're the expert.
Okay, I appreciate that. In my heart, of course, Triple H wins. If this match closes the show, we go off and somebody is never to be heard from again in the title picture.
Okay, now I'm getting error messages.
But
okay,
in my WWE mind,
uh-huh,
all them damn Samoans going to come down and help him win, including The Rock.
Uh-huh. Surfer.
But
We want
The Rock to do the right thing and help.
You want The Rock
Triple
to do
H win. Do the right thing, Rock.
Surfer.
I'm going with Reigns.
You're going with Roman Reigns?
Triple H's got a company to not run after tomorrow, so yeah. He needs to go back to his office.
Yeah. Scott.
I am looking at, The Rock and Triple H have been teasing each other, fighting at WrestleMania for the last 2 years. I'm going to say The Rock comes down and causes Roman Reigns to win, setting up The Rock versus Triple H next year at Mania.
But Scott, how does that get Roman old? Everything he do revolve around The Rock.
Dude, and it's still going to revolve around The Rock no matter what. Unless he just turns heel straight ass, he's going to fucking rely on his cousin. To give him the push. That's what Vince thinks. Put him with The Rock and people will like him. But no. You could put him next to fucking Muhammad Gandhi and nobody will like him. Gandhi would fucking eat him. He'd break
but
his own strike and eat him.
Nobody but broads.
Anyone it's but you, Roman.
Matt.
Triple H.
You're going with Triple H.
Go against the grain.
Go against the grain. All right.
That's right.
Rex.
Yeah, that's me.
Main event.
Roman.
You're going with Roman Reigns.
Because I know if there's a potential of somebody coming out.
Oh, what are you doing to Paige? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, Paige is coming out. She's going to take out Roman.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the match.
What?
We almost had an electric chair situation. Anyways, go ahead. What were you going to say, Rex? What was your pick?
Yeah, Roman's going to win, and it's possibly going to be... But see the Roman match... And the Shane and Undertaker, they blend together. So it really depends on who wins which match
to a tag team
or
match.
Which one goes on the air.
Okay. I am going to go with... I'm going with Triple H.
Oh!
Yeah! At a double A.
And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to go with Triple H. I'm going
to
tell you why.
Explain this to me, boss. Because the writing is
right.
No. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to go with Triple H. Hold it. I'm going with Triple H. Despite what we're seeing and what everybody's explaining and hearing about, what I think is a possibility is that Shane will win the Hell in a Cell match, Triple H will win his match, and then there's going to be a conflict of interest. And that's going to result in what will ultimately be Triple H being stripped of the WWE title. So that's what I think. There's going to be an abeyance on the WWE title. That's what I think could happen. Or he'll be put in a position where he's going to lose the title in an upcoming match. I think, though, it's going to play it's going to tie into Shane's win at Hell in a Cell. That's what I think might happen.
I see one of them Samoan doing another damn Samoan drop. Get another move.
Oh God! Did she just fucking botch that move?
Okay, what? She just, of course she did. She tried to do Brian Kendrick's
sliced bread.
Damn, Alicia Fox.
And she's getting booed.
That scissor kick.
And Summer Rae just took her head off.
Boom!
Yeah. Wow.
Anyways, I guess that's it. We've gone through the entire card. So what we're going to do now is we're going to let everybody go collect their foods, collect their wares and everything. Reminder, 11 o'clock or whenever the pay-per-view goes off the air, we will hit the air one more time for the final time of this marathon tonight and recap everything that went down. And I promise you, it's going to be a hoot because those WrestleMania post-shows are always something special. Any final thoughts before we go, before we leave for the night?
Anyone but you, Roman. Anyone but you. And do the right thing, Rock.
And Tony C, did you take the ad off of Craigslist yet?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, okay. We took it down.
With that being said, I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank everybody who's listening live and everybody who tuned in on YouTube. We're going to see if we broadcast on YouTube a little bit later on. We're off the air on YouTube anyway. But we're going to see if we broadcast the post-show on YouTube. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But maybe we will. Tune in. Minute WrestleMania goes off the air. We will hit the air with our post-show. It's going to be a full post-show. It's going to be an entertaining post-show. You're going to hear from a lot of different voices and a lot of different opinions. You definitely do not want to miss out on that. And, of course, I'll give my thoughts on the entire marathon during the post-show and things like that. So, for everybody in the chat room, everybody listening live, for the panel here today, for Rex, Scott, Matt Squires, Tony C., there we go.
And Naomi just tapped out to the yes.
I call it Brie with the win.
Brie with the win. There you go. Team Total Divas wins.
With Daniel
and
Nikki Bryan
come out with his thing around her neck, looking like Lex Luger.
Yeah. So, anyways, as I was saying, for Rex, Matt Squires, here comes Nikki Bella.
And of course, she's got.
But why does she have to have your gear? Oh, wait a minute. She's going to take. Maybe she'll take the brace off and beat the hell out of Brie.
Oh, that'll be hysterical. You got beat by Cripple Michael.
Oh, no. We're going to find out right now what the hell is going on. That's fine. We're going to stay on the air for this so that we can at least give a live
look
commentary.
Look at all the moments. You ain't. People probably getting cast. Food and stuff, though. They're probably right. Getting food.
I'm bringing in a special guest right now.
That's
it. That's her goodbye.
Yeah, there's Hogan.
Look at all these people.
Hogan
was in the crowd. Yeah.
Anyways, with that, I want to thank everybody once again for tuning in. I'm Double A. We'll see you in about 4.5 hours' time. Do yourself a favor. Forget about everything that's going on. Forget about the world. Forget about life. Enjoy this as a wrestling fan tonight. This is the one night of the year. Don't worry about what the dirt sheets say. Don't worry about what's going on in the internet. If you want to enjoy and spend some time with some quality wrestling fans, go to our network chat room. We're going to be there all night. We're going to be chatting all night. But do yourself a real favor and just sit back and enjoy tonight. Because regardless of what happens, it's going to be a history-making night. Enjoy WrestleMania. We'll see you during the post-show. Later.
Good night, everybody.
Later.